Hello and good morning. I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally, and I am glad y'all are sending in some questions. The first one is from Kathy, and Kathy, I'm sorry, it's a learning lesson, but it is. So what she asked is when she was getting ready to go back to Morocco and holistic total body support wasn't available, she needed to leave, and so she got this Dr. Marty product called Pro Power. And here is what just burns me up with some of this stuff. So Pro Power Plus, dog approved. It's got everything you need. And they are saying this is all for digestive health and everything your pet needs to optimize health and blah, 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 blah. And nowhere on this page can I find what the ingredients are. Can you? Here's a money back guarantee, which is really swell. And, you know, what should I do? It has a dozen vitality charging ingredients, but it still doesn't say, finally over here, here's the ingredients. These are all geared, so these are all digestive enzymes up to bromelain. And then I find it interesting that he says these organisms are specific to dog health, Bacillus coagulans, Lactobacillus acidophilus, Bifidobacterium lactis and longum, which are two separate species, and then Lactobacillus plantarum, which are all human probiotics, and you'll find them in the synbiotic as well. So, and then fructooligosaccharides is a prebiotic. Gum acacia is a prebiotic. Cellulose plant fiber, which is basically a paper product, is also a prebiotic. And then we throw in the superfoods, champignon, mushroom extract, and kelp, and thallus powder, which is a different, so Ascophyllum nodosum is that species of kelp that helps to get the bacteria off of the teeth. So, yeah, I mean, this is really excellent marketing, but not really clear about everything. And no, this is not a supplement to balance your health. Now, and then there's 300 reviews of how marvelous this thing is. So this is where you got to really work and look at what's there, and is this going to suit what you need? And then there's another sales page over here. So these review sites, I don't know if you all are familiar with what's really going on here, but Pet Loves Best, the 10 best juicers, the 7 best vacuum cleaners, those are all review sites. Now, the deal is the way these folks make money is this Buy It Now special offers. This is an affiliate link. And I will tell you that I use affiliate links too. When I recommend products from Amazon, I use something called an affiliate. So what happened here is we're back on Dr. Marty's website, it looks like, right? But look here, the canine codes, Power Plus, campaign, UTM. So if we go further out in this URL, so here's affiliate, AFF, redirect. So this person will get some percentage of the sale. And I have to say, there's nothing wrong with affiliate sales so long as people are super clear about what they're doing. So again, here's Dr. Marty's site. 1, you can get 3, you can get 6, all that good stuff. And then here's that affiliate site. And they're setting this up in a different way so that they're trying to get you into this buy 3 for this savings. The other thing that Kathy mentioned is that this is a tiny jar. It's 2.2 ounces. And granted, the other thing this does not say is, okay, you feed a certain amount of scoops per dog per day, but how many scoops is in there and how big are the scoops? So that's the other thing that's a little bit frustrating. But the thing that's fascinating to me is that here's the label of this product, But there's, and then Kathy actually sent over the backside of the label. But it's really, you know, it doesn't even say here, where are the ingredients? You know, there's 285 calories and, you know, 4.17 kcals per scoop. So you can do the math and figure out that there's something like 45 or 50 scoops in there, just kind of quickly doing it. But this is just really bad labeling. So Kathy, you know, it is what it is. You can try this. It may or may not help with the amount of prebiotics that are present in there. That may or may not be good. So what they're trying to do with improving the breath and is to use that kelp species that, that just, you know, is helpful for getting junk off of the teeth. So if you can return it, I would return it. Difficult to do in Morocco, but it is what it is. So there we go. And you all, and Lolly says, you know, just the deception alone would make me return it because it may be cheap junk from China. So here's the other thing that is super frustrating. In outsourcing all of our production and this and that and the other, we are, almost every vitamin company is importing raw material from China. And it is impossible to get away from it because we just gave it all away. We don't have that manufacturing capability. Great. So I hope that's helpful, Kathy. She's also asking about colloidal silver. And generally, yes, it is. Colloidal silver is considered to be a natural antibiotic. It is still an antibiotic, and so for that reason, I typically like to use it topically and not internally. So if, for instance, we've got gooey toes, we've got a wound on the outside, that's where I would use it. Because again, any antibiotic you use, whether that is a prescription one or a natural one, is going to wreak havoc on the gut. So whether that's colloidal silver or olive leaf extract or oil of oregano or grapefruit seed oil, all of those are going to create issues. And it is a metal, so I tend to avoid it internally. So Kathy, I hope that's helpful. And then Daisy had her, what an adorable picture. Daisy had her ultrasound and it all looked the same, which is good. So homogenicity is a good thing in ultrasound. And it looks like they had the right area to kind of shoot in that should have been able to see the gallbladder. And what that would have looked like, Kathy, is a dark circle kind of in the middle of the liver. And it can look really huge. It can look really small. If it's all dark, that means there's no gallbladder sludging. If there was kind of gray stuff at the bottom of it, that means there is gallbladder sludging. And so that's when it is appropriate to use ursodiol. So, see what helps. See if the ursodiol helps to get rid of some of that liver enzyme elevation. She looks very happy to see you. And then Susie, good to hear from you. And if you feel like the nausea is due to the various medications and supplements she's been on, she needs something to kind of settle her gut, Dramamine actually does help with that. But that's where things like Pepcid AC and things of that nature are a better idea. And the other thing is that, and she says that Goldie's actually eating a little bit better now, but not a balanced diet. So the other thing is that you may consider kind of backing out everything except for the ones you think are critical and see if that changes things. Because if we sit there with this soup of stuff for a long period of time, sometimes things shift in our body and we don't need them anymore. So for instance, I took really high doses of alpha-lipoic acid for a long time because my brain kind of needed some help getting back online. And then 6-8 months later, started dropping the dose down and realized that, oh, that's what's been making me feel nauseous. So I would really revisit what you're giving and, you know, back down to what you think are the absolute necessities to keep her comfortable at this point, and then make everything earn its way back into her bowl. So see if that helps. Also, that may help her, you know, there may be something that just doesn't taste good anymore, and that's why she's being so dicey with all of the rest of her food. And if she's only going for proteins, generally that means that she just is super nauseous or there's something else going on that's just making her not want to eat. So again, take everything out that you think is unnecessary. If you feel like you got good help from the gabapentin as far as pain relief and improving her mobility, do that. If the NSAIDs you feel really helped, do that, but take it all out and then make sure you add it back in. And Susie, this may be time where it's a good time for us to have another consultation and kind of work through what you've got and then make a plan to kind of take it out and then add it back in. And again, y'all, because you are iPets Allies members, we're offering consultations still at $100 instead of $150. So if that helps you, happy to jump on and get a call going with you. In other super exciting news, I think I have finally found a company that can help warehouse and ship our products so that I actually will be able to ship internationally soon. It's going to take us a couple of weeks to get everything onboarded, but that is going to make everybody's life easy. So Kathy, don't lose hope. You know, I can always ship to your LA address if you've got somebody that can forward it to you in Morocco, although I know that gets dodgy too. So hope all is well, and that's what I've got for you this week. So until next Monday, take good care and give everybody a hug. Thanks.